At least 9 workers for the Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root have been killed in Iraq. One who was almost killed but wasn't is Stephen Hearing, who drove a truck for KBR, which is an engineering and logistics company. Mr. Hearing is back in Houston, Texas now, and he's on the phone with us. Stephen Hearing, can you tell us, first of all, what happened and when?
On Friday, around 11 o'clock, we were traveling northbound, delivering fuel to Air Force Base, and about 10 miles south of our destination, we got ambushed. One grenade went underneath my trailer and blew my trailer up, and as I was trying to stop the truck, another one hit the cab of my truck, and it set the whole truck on fire. Then, as I was getting out of the truck, a RPG hit the cab, and it completely exploded the truck. I hit the ground and took off running. I couldn't really see much because of all the smoke, but once I popped out of the smoke, there was some Iraqi people standing there coming at me with sticks and guns. So I turned back to run back towards where the other trucks would be traveling through to try to get on one of them to get out of there, and one hit me with a stick, and it knocked me on the ground. And as I was trying to get up, you know, there was just a bunch of them around me. I don't know the exact count. I just jumped up, started swinging, and just took off running, and another KBR employee stopped long enough for me to get on his truck to get out of there.
Now, can you explain to us, was this actually an entire convoy of KBR trucks that were going up the highway? Or just
yes, sir. There was 27 of us and one bobtail truck.
And was your truck just by chance the one that was the target of the ambush, or were several trucks?
No, it was several trucks. 4 systems were completely destroyed that could not be moved any further. And then 8 trailers all shot up, just had huge holes. They were pouring fuel out of the side of them by the time we got to the base. One trailer had a RPG still stuck inside of it that didn't even detonate.
When a convoy of trucks carrying fuel to an Air Force base in Iraq is going up the highway, what do you do to protect yourself against this sort of thing?
Well, when we run a convoy, they put 3 Humvees with you. They have 9 personnel, 3 in each one, military police. You really don't have any protection besides them. They do shoot back, you know, if something does happen. They stayed and fought to clear the area out. But whenever you're getting grenades thrown at you and RPGs shot at you, there's really nothing that nobody could do for you as far as trying to save yourself. You just have to get lucky.
This was a very close call for you.
Yes, it was.
Had you had any experience of any ambush before this in any other convoy?
No, this was the first ambush. I had gotten the improvised explosive blown up, you know, that they set on the side of the roads twice before. Just busted, you know, cracked the front windshield, make your eardrums ring for a couple of days. But nothing like this.
You took an extremely hazardous job, driving fuel through what is a region where there's an insurgency going on, where Americans and other people working with the American forces are under attack. Well, first of all, why did you go to work in Iraq?
Well, the main reason I went over there was, of course, you know, to make the money that was offered in the contract, because I have a 16-year-old son, you know, that's fixing to start college, and I needed, you know, to make some money to send him to college.
How much do they pay over there?
The drivers, their basic pay is $80,000 a year.
And that's more than you could have made back in Houston?
Yeah, and plus, too, if you stay out of the country, you know, of course, it's for the 335 days, I think is exact, you know, it's tax-free and all that, so.
Well, I can see what the advantages, what the benefits would be, but the risks were enormous.
Right. Yes, they were. I never thought that it would get as bad as it has over there. The first 3 months I was there, it wasn't hardly anything going on. It was actually for 2 months there was nothing, not even a gunshot fired at us. And then just within the last 3 weeks, every convoy was getting ambushed. And I didn't see it getting any better, so it just wasn't worth it for me anymore.
What do you make of them? What do you make of this event that you were a victim of? How do you understand those people who were throwing grenades at your truck and firing an RPG at it?
I really don't know. Me and my friend that were over there, Stacy Clark, were discussing that just not even 4 days ago. That don't understand, you know, that we go over there to help them to make a better life for themselves, and you know, they do things like this. I don't understand it. But I guess that, you know, from the way they've lived all their lives, this is the only thing they know. You know, I don't understand it.
If someone were to try to convince you or someone you knew to take up the job now of riding the same highway and taking the same truck, what would you say, and what would have to be offered in the way of security to make it worthwhile?
I would tell them not to go, that is a combat zone and should be only for military personnel. You know, they're driving around in, you know, bulletproof vehicles. You know, we're driving around in just regular trucks that you drive up and down the highway over here in. I would not suggest until they get, you know, the country more stable and safer, which I don't know if that'll happen anytime soon.
Well, Mr. Hearing, what kind of a homecoming have you had in Houston?
It's been really great. You know, I got to see all my family. That was the most thing that I wanted to do, and just try to take it, you know, day by day. I do now have a whole new outlook in life. You know, all the little, you know, stuff you used to complain about and all that's all just petty stuff. You know, I now realize, you know, everything that we have in the United States is a whole lot more than anyone else does. So I'll never complain about anything again my whole life. I know that.
Stephen Hearing, thank you very much for talking with
us.
Thank you. Truck driver Stephen Hearing, who survived an ambush in Iraq where he was driving for Kellogg, Brown & Root, and now he's back home in Texas.